Maybe talk to Eitan Fish to come back. He was enjoying it. Chef Schmeitzer here Thursday night, Chav Zion Adar Aleph. We're going to go over the last, the Schmeitzer at the end of Schmeitzer Aleph Paragimel, where he says the Rambam is sort of Mukhrach Minayu Bey. He has an interesting chap, the Schmeitzer. He says that the Rambam Lashitaso, we'll do over again inside the last three, four paragraphs of Paragimel. Vinei Nira the Rambam Lashitaso, Mukhrach, the Safik Min HaTorah Sharia. Like the Rambam has to say what he says, so to speak. The cause of Rambam is say from mitzvah shorish alav zelashon no. He called mashin svanu chachamim lasoso. The whole mashin is ivonu mimenu kavur tziva Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom b'sinai sheyetzav venu laasoso. We mechuyev to listen to the chachamim. That's the Rambam shita. Vehu omro al pi haTorah sheyaruchav v'goymer. It is an asay and a lav. Is ivonu yizborach me'avor dovor. The Rambam puts it down very directly and clearly, l'chayra. And it certainly sounds like, we won't go into the whole intricacy of the Rambam Shita, that's the whole Shoresh Aleph and Sefer HaMitzvahs, very long and complicated. But the Shmaitzah brings down the Rambam Shita as being, l'chayra, that every Drabonon, you violated the Oraisa. Now, I mean, we'll see. Okay. That doesn't mean every drabon. We'll see, Mitzvah Shem, as we see the Shmaitzah Svara, we'll see in what sense it's a Dioraisa. In what sense. And that'll be maybe a dichoy to the Shmaitzah's Hechrich. The Shmaitzah says, like, the Rambam's forced into holding what he holds, and we'll see that. What the Rambam means that every drabon is a dioraisa, like what is that supposed to mean? Diksha Ramban, the Ramban asks on the Rambam many, many questions. His main question is given the Khalitur Drabonon Bukhaloi Sosur who in Kane Hechikilu Bisuri Drabonon. There are many kulas when it comes to a drabonon. For example, Loimus Fekha Drabonon the Kula, given the Khomash Amuchachamim, Raminatoya Bukhaloi Sosur. The Chorot is a, I don't want to say simple teretz to that, but at least something to think about is that, well, okay, I don't want to mix it. Now, the Zohar HaRakia gives like a sort of a simple teretz, so to speak. He says, the Rabbanim themselves built that into their takana. They said, sort of a heimomer, behemomer. When they made their takana, they said, misafek, you don't have to do it. We want to be clear that the Rabbanons are not the Oraisos, right? We want to make like a hecker. We want to make sure everybody understands that there's a difference. We're not making believe that there's a 614th mitzvah in the Torah. So we're going to build in this kula, this leniency. That misofa, you don't have to do it. So once it's built in, obviously the Ramban's kasha is not shver. The Ramban's kasha is that how can you say sofik drabonon l'kula if it's a sofik d'Oraisa automatically? The answer is you never get to the Dioraisa, because they themselves said that b'mokom sofik you go l'kula. So it's built into the takana, as if they would have said a basa b'cholov with chicken, let's just take that as an example, only vadai chicken and milk is also. If it's a sofik, then we ourselves are saying it's mutter. So it's a built-in leniency that they themselves built into the system. That's the Zohar Rakiyos Teretz. Shekach Hurshu Mies Musakni Atakonos Malechus Behem Lekula Kedei Lahafrish Beinayim Ledivrei Torah. So the Sofik Rabbanon is really like a Vadak. I would compare it to Sofik Mamzer. I would compare it to Sofik Oralon Chutz Laretz. That's what the Zohar Rakiyah. Yeah. It's even more, because it's not even a het there. It's built in. It's like saying when you have it, it's like it's as extreme as you would make Sofik Mamza Mutter. It's even more extreme. Why? Because Sofik Mamza Mutter is still what I would call a herbechiyuv. While this is I would call maybe even a heta bishlili. They're saying if it's a Sofik, we never made the takana. So it's like water and an apple. It's not Basar Oaf Bukholov. It's as meaningless. Our takana is meaningless, but Mokum Sofik. We only said it, but Mokum Vada. the chiluk, it could be, that's all. This is as far as you could possibly go. They made the takana, they built in and said, Mokum Sofek, you don't have to listen. Yeah, you're right. I would say virtually all. But okay. Once you say the Rabbanan could build in whatever leniency they want, so virtually all of the Ramban's questions on the Rambam fall away. Ramban, but except for one. Ramban basagish on his kirodachas, one more kasha that the Ramban asked. The he may have the amru beplukta when there's a machlokes. So we'll call it a sfeika de dina. We don't know who the paskin like. So when there's a machlokes, in the Dvar Torah, if you don't have a hachra, if you have a hachra, you have a raya to one mandi yomar in the Gemara. They bring a raya from a mishnah. They say tufta. So obviously, you brought a raya. But if there's basically a stalemate,
does that include rabbin and nashid or things like that? There are certain rules we go by.
I assume so. Although in the Rishonim there's always like exceptions. But it would. If there's no clear hora'ah, so then the Gemara gives you a hora'ah. In the Diraisa, you go, and it's a very interesting lashon, which some achronim point out. Normally, the lashon that's used is Sofek Diraisa Lechumra, Sofek Dirabonon Lekula. Here, it's a little different. It might not mean anything because the lashon fits the case. We're talking about a machlokes, and who do we paskin like? So the lashon is Dvar Torah Halach Achrei HaMachmir, follow the Machmir, because it's two mandiyamrim. So you follow the Machmir, Ubedivri Soivrim Halach Achrei HaMekel, follow the Mekel. Okay, follow the money. In the Midrabonin, you follow the Mekel, and in the Midrashah, you follow the Machmir. Now, you can't say the Divri Zoharakiyah here, because each mandiyamr is saying what he says, and he's saying that the suffix now is you don't know who the paskin like. So obviously, I think it's obvious, you can't say that the people that made the takana built in a leniency that b'mokum suffix you don't have to follow it, because here each man the yomer, they're slugging it out, each one says, I'm telling you this is the din, it's osur. The other says, I'm telling you this is the din, it's mutter. We don't know what to do. So we can't use the Zohar Harakia Svara and say that in the Drabonon it's a built-in thing. Theoretically you could, but it's very not logical. What do I mean? Theoretically you could say that even they themselves, let's say the Mandiyamah that says it's Usur, but he's only reflecting a Drabonon, and it could be the Drabonon said, if you ever have, if you end up with a suffake, so we're like killing the takana. But it's not logical, because each mandiyamar, as we said, is vadai. So now you don't know what to do. So why should there be a difference? So we're back to the Ramban's kasha. In a sveika dedina, so then you shouldn't go lekula in a drabona. If they're arguing, let's say, chveis, in a din in hilchos muktzah. Now we know muktzah's drabona. Rav Shimon says muktzah's mutter, Yehuda says muktzah's aser. And they're arguing, so why should you go lekula? The kasha on the Rambam is, what's the difference? If every drabonon ends up being a diraisa, that was the first paragraph. That the Rambam says every drabonon, you are mitzuvim. We're going to talk about exactly how to phrase it. But meanwhile, we're calling it that because the Rambam says every drabonon, you bump up into the iser diraisa, the chi of diraisa, to listen to the chachamim.
The Kovic
Shurim
asked his
question. He didn't, believe me, no. He doesn't understand. What? That's the kasha of the Ramban on the Rambam. How could Sovik Drabono be Lakulo? No. We're not up to that. That's the Shmaitzer. There's a rule Sovik Drabono Lachumra. Yes, there is. According to the Rambam, it's only with the Rabbanon. So that's exactly the Shmaitzer's point in these last four lines. That since we end up, in order to answer the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam, right, we have a Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So the Zohar Rakia takes care of 90% of the kashas. But we have 10% that's not taken care of by the Zohar HaRakia Svara. And that is, in this case, by Sfeika Dedina. So the Shmaitzer comes to the rescue. He says, that's why the Rambam Lashita So says that really Sofik Dereis is always L'Kula. It's just the Rabbanon said it's L'Chumra. So the Rabbanon only said it's L'Chumra in a Dereisa. They didn't say it's L'Chumra in the Rabbanon because they can do what they want. Because they're the Rabbanon. So they decided, you know, they're the ones that were Machadesh to go L'Chumra. Right? But, okay, L'Chem Buchach Shitas HaRambam L'Chol HaSfekas Midivreyem. Abu Benatoyer Kol HaSfekas Mutter. Mishimachi, therefore, Shinas Tapik, and most of Chachamim, Bezek, Goyim Achlekes, Bidivrei Seferim, Lekka Loi Sosser. You don't have to worry about Loi Sosser, because Sofik Minatoyer is Mutter Midiyaraisa. It's just that the Rabbanon came along and said it should be Osir. That's his Chap. Like, Aleluya is a Chap. But he's saying like that's the Rambam's source. That's why the Rambam was boxed into a corner. Okay, but that's why the Rambam, it fits in. It's beautiful. That's why the Rambam says what he says, and it answers this kasha.
Rabbi Yaakov said it a little more concise by saying that they by Lo Sasur they were not goes there. Safek Rabbanu Lachum.
That's the Zohar HaRakia. I don't understand what you're saying. What are you coming to say now?
To explain this. What the Rav just said was the Sheikh Shmaitzer.
I don't think he needs explanation. You'll be moichel me. The Shmaitzer says it's the Drabbanan that said you go l'chumra. They only said it by a D'araisa. They didn't say it by a Drabbanan.
What?
But they didn't say it on the Drabbanan's takona, so you never hit the Lois Osir stage. They are the ones that said even in a D'araisa you go l'chumra. So they didn't say it on Lois Osir.
Okay.
The Shmaitz is beautiful, it's a nice chap also, but there are a number of points that are made by the Achronim that I could like to see. That I could like to hear, if not see. Okay.
Where are we going to fit in what the Rambam means by... I was able to discuss what this exactly means. You always bump up against the...
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's okay. I'm still a little foggy on a couple of possibilities.
The Darkei David points out, makes the following point. When the Rambam says a different way of answering the Rambam, and it's really very, very mustavra logical. When the Rambam says that every drabonon's a dioraisa because of lois osir, you have to realize what it means. Why? Let's say my father, Allah Mashalom, my father tells me to get him a glass of milk. So it becomes a mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Right? Now, with the araisa, it doesn't become a chi of the araisa for me to give my father a glass of milk. That sentence would be incorrect. But since my father wanted a glass of milk, the araisa said I should listen to my father. I should honor my father. That's a cloly thing. I should honor my father. That doesn't make giving him milk into a araisa. That's a chefs of the, right? The araisa is a cloud. Honor your father. When the Torah, we're going to see. Now, so the Darkei David points out, in a mitzvah derabbanon, there's a din klali to listen to the derabbanon. That's the d'oraisa of which the Rambam speaks, is a din klali. Listen to the derabbanon. It doesn't make the particular maisa that you're doing, let's say taking a lulav on the fifth day of Sukkot, doesn't make that into a d'oraisa. The d'oraisa is the inyan klali of listening to the drabbanon. And therefore, he says, if the mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim, so if you have a sofek, a sfeika d'dina, you don't know the din's like who. So Lois Osir doesn't tell you what to do, because here's a drabbanon saying mutter, and here's a drabbanon saying osir. So it's the same Lois Osir. If it would be chal and the heftza that the Rambam would hold magically, every drabbanon becomes a d'oraisa because of Lois Osir, so then the kasha of the Shmaitz of the Ramban would be correct, even in that case. But since it's a din klali, like kabbinis of vichavesimecha, so let's say your father tells you, get me a glass of milk. Don't get me a glass of milk. He told you like two things, and you're not sure which he means or which to do. So Kabbalah of Yichud Simcha doesn't tell you which. We don't know what he said. So if you don't know what the Drabonon said, there's no Leisosur, because Leisosur is a din klali to listen to the Chachamim. I say, I'm trying to listen to the Chachamim, Hashem, but I don't know what they said. It's not clear what they said. So that's his point.
But your mother tells you no. Your father says bring
Well, that's not a good case, because the din is you have to listen to your father.
Oh. Father and a rogue, or something comparable.
What happens if they're divorced, then they're the same? Well, okay. Wait. Okay. No, but that's what I said. So it explains the Rambam. That the Rambam doesn't mean every Drabonon is magically transformed into a D'oraisa b'cheftza. Think of it, it's my example, Kabbalah of Yichud HaSimcha, but I think it's a very good example. The cheftza of the milk doesn't become a mitzvah D'oraisa. It's the din klali of listening to them. So that's the same with the Chachamim. Yeah.
Just very simply, the quote of the Rambam himself, the Lashon of the Rambam, is Kol Mashet Sivan Chachamim Rasosa, Kol Mashet Hizan Mimenu Fatsira Moshe Benu Rabbi Zin, She Yitzavim Rasosa. It sounds like Imanish, like specific.
Okay, I hear.
Reb
Yaakov. I don't even know your first name.
Sure.
What? Reb Yeshua here says that in the Diyuk Lashon of Rambam, he says, Shetzivonu la'asoso, that's the Rambam's, the bullseye of the Rambam when he gets to the punchline. He said, every drabonon, Hashem was Sivonu la'asoso. He, Rabbi Shua feels that Lashon does not, fanem, does not include such a dover klali the way the Dark Ei Dov itself. It's mashma is very, it's specific. Okay. There's another teretz to the question. Stam, an interesting svara. When there's a machlekes and din, then you can't apply the rule of loisosur because it's not clear what they're telling you to do. This is not like the Dark Ei Dov was saying. Well, it's maybe the same type of teretz, but it's maybe more poshut. He's saying it doesn't pass loisosur when there's a sfeika d'dina, because you don't know what the Chachamim told you to do. You're trying to find out. So, there's no loisosur. End of story. There's no loisosur when you don't know what they told you. If your father mumbled and said, you don't need the father's svara. If it's not clear what the mitzvah is, so then there's no loisosur. You do need the svara of the Dark Ei Dov. Because in a d'oraisa, if you would say it's not clear what Hashem told us to do, so you would go l'chumra. Because maybe I'm mechuyev to do it. So you do need it. But here, since it's essentially loisosur, maybe it's a little different. You don't have to say because loisosur is a dover klali. But it's still only loisosur. And if you don't know what they said, Hashem can't tell you, so to speak, loisosur, because you don't know what they said.
But wouldn't you also be covered if you have one set of chachamim saying it's usur and one set of mutter, that you'd be going
right, so you don't know what to do, right? That's his point.
Right,
so there's no way saucer.
You choose, right, exactly.
Right, that's his point. Okay, let's go on to Shmaitza Dalet, if you don't mind. Perek Dalet. Now the Shmaitza gets radical on us, and he says that the machlokes of a Safik Deraisa is Lechumra or Lekula on the Deraisa level. Is a machlokas amoiroim in the Gemara. Now, to learn this, we're going to have to learn the Gemara, and I don't think we'll get much past the Gemara today, but it's kedai to learn, because it'll be the groundbreaker, and then Sunday we'll hopefully pick it up right away from there. V'acharayim b'zanir adu machlokas b'in amoroi b'shas dilon in Bavli, im sofik osir min ha-Torah. The parakam of the Chulin. The first parak of Chulin has the following case, a very, very famous case. If you want to learn about Chazakah and about, you know, this is like a famous, famous case. Boy minei rababu meravuna, buzz the ave, a wolf came, yeshechted an animal. And a wolf came and with his mouth grabbed the intestines, b'nei me'ayim, v'notel b'nei me'ayim. Mahu, you didn't shech the b'nei me'ayim yet to see if they're treifa. If there's a hole in them, they're a treifa. a wolf came along and grabbed it with his teeth and ran away. And now you found it, he dropped it, you scared him away, and now there's a hole in the intestine. But maybe, very possibly, the hole, you see the teeth marks. You know he made these holes, but maybe there were holes there before. That's what you don't know. You don't know if there were holes there before. And Sheba, the Lashon is, Michai Shinon, do you have to be afraid? You know he made the holes you see, there are teeth marks in them. But you have to be afraid, Shema b'moko nekev nikev. Maybe he made those holes where there were holes before. You're supposed to check the B'nai Me'ayim to see if there's a treifa. Now you can't check it. You have to be afraid that there were holes there and the animals are treifa, and he made his teeth marks in that place. Omale, so Ravuna answered, Ein choshen shema b'moko nekev nikev. A little too far-fetched, and it's kosher. Okay. Eisvei, we continue with the Gemara. Rababa asked Ravuna the following question. This is from a Braisa now. These are Amoraim. Rababa and Ravuna are Amoraim. Now he's asking him from a Braisa. Ro tzipor amanaker ba'avatiach. Right? A tzipor was pecking away at a watermelon. Okay. Choshishin Shemba b'mokam nekev nikev, were afraid that he pecked where there was a hole, and if there was a hole in an avatiach, you're not allowed to eat it because of the chashash nochosh. It's like mayim magulin. You're afraid a nochosh came and put poison into it, and if you would find an avatiach with a hole, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it at the time of the Gemara for sure. You would be afraid for a nochosh, and here. So you saw birds pecking and you found a hole, and now you don't know. So it says, Choshishin Shema B'mokam Nekev Nikev. We are afraid of it. And you sell it for, you're not allowed to eat Avatiach, it's a sakana. So we are afraid, and we are Choshish, we don't say it's far fetched. And we say, you know, maybe there was a hole there before. Amalei, Ravuna answered, Mika medamis isura la sakanta. How can you compare isa to a sakana? Sakanta shiny. The Lashon HaGemara many times in Shas is chamira sakanta me isura. We're more choshesh in a sakana than in an isur. With an isur, you're not afraid. It's too far fetched. But for a sakana, sakana's nefashis. So we tell a person to be afraid. It's not a kasha. Amalei Rava, why not? Let's learn. Rava says, why not? Maishno suffix sakono, maishno suffix sakono. That you're going luchumra, suffix yisura, nami luchumra. We have a din of suffix deraisa luchumra. So we do go luchumra if we're not sure. So if it's not too far fetched for sakono, and it might not. This is not a regular case of suffix, I want to explain. This is not a suffix hashoko. It's a shtickle far-fetched. But the Gemara Rava saying in Svara, look, if suffix derises l'chumra, and you find by a sakon it's not that far-fetched, so why should you consider it too far-fetched when it's a question of isser? That's what Rava said. Amalei Abaye. Abaye comes back fighting. He says, "Below shiny, menusel sakana. You find the ilu sofik tuma b'shus harabim sveiko tolor. We have here a sofik diaraisa, a sofik tuma, but it's tolor in b'shus harabim. The ilu sofik mayim megulin asurin, but by a sofik sakana, can be in b'shus harabim. But we go the chumra. You're not allowed to eat. You're not supposed to drink it. The sofik sakana." So you see that we're more machmir by suffix sakona than by suffix isser. So Abaye doesn't take this laying down. He says, what are you talking about? What are you comparing? You're bringing me up as a special din that we know is a xeris hakosuv, that we know is not the norm. Normally sakona and isser are the same, and if it's far-fetched by one, it's far-fetched by the other, because suffix derais is also the chumra. So suffix sakana, suffix deraisa, So if it's not too far-fetched for Sakana, it's not too far-fetched for Isser either. Ah, you're showing me a case where Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Safek Otor, that's Hilchos HaGemira Lo Misaita. We learn out from Sota that it's Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Safek Otor. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. We learn out from Sota that Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Safek Otor. Masota is only Asur B'Shus HaYachid. Av Tumah is only Asur B'Shus HaYachid. We learn out, this is going to become very relevant, but the simple meaning of the Gemara seems to be that we learn out from Sota the contrast to Rishus HaRabim. But if we learn out from Sota that Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sfeik Otor. Good. Upirish Rashi, Hilchos HaGemira Lo Misaita the B'Shus HaRabim is Sfeik Otor, Ugzeiros HaKosavu, Ugzeiros HaKosavu. You see Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, you go to Chumra. The whole Sofek the Isura Nami Bo'i L'Meza L'Chumra Shema Yavar. So we know it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, but by Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid and any Sofek Isser, says Rashi, Nami Shushu's on the other foot. He's presenting the Gzeres HaKosov as Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sfeik Otor, and the norm would be that Sofek Isser is L'Chumra, because you have to be afraid maybe you're going to violate an Isser. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara.
Why is Rashi saying it's farther, by the way?
It's a good, Shema Yavor, the way I read
it. Right?
What? Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Yeah, very explicitly, Gzeres HaKosov.
Why is Rashi explaining a Sfar?
He's not, he's explaining the Sfar for the other way.
What?
B'Shus HaYachid Tomei and any Sofek Isser is L'Chumra because you have to be afraid, Shema Yavar.
But then that sounds like you're saying it's not Gzeres HaKosov, it's a common
right.
Svar at everything.
That's the way Rashi says it. The Gzeres HaKosov is on the Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim that it's Tohar. But the Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid that it's Tomei or any Sofek Isser that you go L'Chumra, Rashi says, yeah, of course you should go L'Chumra. Shema Yavar, you don't want to violate an Isser. Shabbat is Tohar. It's counterintuitive. Yeah. In Svara, Shema Yavar, you certainly have to go to Chumra. In Svara, Rashi doesn't deal with that. Rashi makes it sound as if the Gzeres HaKosov is entirely the implication that B'Shus HaRabim, it's Tohar. That's what Rashi there makes it sound like. Yeah, it's not, I said it's not a Sofek HaShokol. Rove animals are not treifos. Yeah, but we're dealing with already, you have to check, because it's a Mia Tamotsui, and you have to check. And once you check, you see a hole. We can't do that. I'm sorry, no, we can't go into the sugyas themselves. We're learning Shmaitze. He uses the sugyas as a jumping off point. So if it's no gay, I have to understand the Gemara, so we understand the Shmaitz's Raya, that's one thing. But you're now asking a kash on the Gemara, which is not relevant to the Shmaitz. So we have to leave it, because we're not learning Chulin now. Masav Rav Shimi Bar Ravashi, we continue with the Gemara. He asks on Rava, Sheretz B'fi Chulda, a dead Sheretz, B'fi Chulda, the Chulda Ma'aleches Al Gabi Kikoro Shel Truma. Right, Sofek Noga, Sofek Lo Noga, Sfeik Otor all over. Bilu Sofek Ma'im Megulin Asurin. It's another case where there's a Sofek Tumah Tor. Except it's not the case of Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. It's a funny case, and we're not sure. We just know it's Tor. We're going to say the reason in a minute. Rava answers, you know why it's Tor there? It's also learned out from Saita Gzeres HaKosov. What's learned out? There's a certain din, maybe you're familiar with it, maybe you're not, that for Sofek Tumah to be Tomei, you need Yesh Bodas Lishoel. That the person that's Sofek, the Sofek Tumah, could theoretically ask a Shaila if he's Tomei or not. Please, let's not try to understand it in logic, but It's enough that there's just like there's a special din of Safek Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Sfeikot Tohor, so there's another din that even if the Safek Tumah is Bishus HaYachid, but it occurred in a scenario where Ein Bo Das LiShoel, there's no one to ask. It happened to a Chulda and a Mace, and it didn't happen to a person. Mamish, a difference between a person and a no people involved. So it's Xeris HaKosuv, it's Tohor. So again, it's Xeris HaKosuv, Masot, the Dovah Sheish Bo Das LiShoel, Avokhanam, the Dovah Sheish Bo Das LiShoel. Says the Shmaitzer. Anybody learning this Gemara should wonder, Abaye Rav Shimi wanted to prove the Chamiri Sakanta Meyisura, Mehod the Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tohor, the Dover Shem Bo Das LiShoel is Tohor. Right? Dal Korchach, I don't understand, says the Shmaitzer. What was their Hava meaning? If not for the fact that you would learn out from Soita that it's Tahar, which the Gemara does ultimately say, Rava says it. Even the Sveika derisa l'chumra. We know that Sveika derisa l'chumra. So, and if Sveika Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tahar, and Dover Shem Bo Das LiShoel is Tahar, obviously, it's Xeris HaKosov. So they want to prove from there that you say Chamira Sakanta Meyasura. Something's fishy. They knew it's Xeris HaKosov because it goes against, it flies in the face of good old Tzavik Dereis of Luchumra. Chipligi Hanamayroi V'les Luach Tzavik Dereis of Luchumra L'cheinira, yeah. They hold like the Rambam. It sounds like a funny way to say it, but that's the way we'll say it. They hold Sofik D'Oraisa is Lekula M'D'Oraisa, and therefore, what you learn out from Saita is not Sofik Tumah, which is a Rambam Tor, because that is anyway Tor. The Sofik D'Oraisa is Lekula M'D'Oraisa. You learn out from Saita, Sofik Tumah, which is a Yachid, is Tomei. But the Abul Tair, which is a Rambam, it's like a Tor. Lav misoyt gamrino, el mishum dechalas sofik midivrayim, for they goes through ba'anach. Rabbim sofik tumah bishus ram tor, they weren't goes through sofik tumah bishus arab. Okay, we'll stop here. I can't help. Ran out of steam.
Shouldn't somebody have raised the point though that when you're comparing a sakana and an aser, that what gives one more weight than the other? Okay, yes, you have a physical sakana, understood. But an iser is min rabbanan, min Hashem. I mean, why isn't the same weight given?
That's the Shmaitzer. That's what the machlokas is. Because if you hold something the rice is kula, so you see there's a difference.
Where do they learn the sakana in Obaku Fu? Where do they learn the sakana in Obaku Fu?
I never heard of that phrase.
No?
No, I never heard.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll find it.
We're learning today, but I'm going to be a little late. I probably want a few minutes to rest my voice. Okay. But I'll be there by 5. We'll start 5 after 9.
Okay.